Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's welcome in David Lightman from National Journal here on Brian & Company. David, how are you?
Fine. How you doing?
Good. I'm good. All right. So just give us the latest update on what's happening vis-a-vis Iran.
Well, U.S. keeps attacking, and yet people you talk to all around this town and elsewhere say this is the way it's going to go. There'll be skirmishes, and then there'll be times when things will quiet down and look like hope, and then there'll be more skirmishes. In other words, up and down, up and down. Will there be a lasting peace agreement? Who knows? But the question is, where does all this lead? Is it going to bring, are we going to get rid of their nuclear stockpile? Are we going, is the Strait of Hormuz going to be open? No one knows. It's almost day to day. I mean, one of the barometers to watch is the oil markets, which spiked a little bit after Trump said, I think it was Monday, Tuesday, whenever, that the ceasefire was might be over, and then they went down again after it appeared, well, ships could pass through. So up and down, and I think every week it's going to be more of the same.
You know, yeah, I mean the IEA came out with that, you know, demand report today. I thought oil would drop a couple of bucks, and it's only up 20 cents, but it's not down because they, for the first time in 6 years, they say demand's going to go down 1 million barrels per day in 2026. You know, when it comes to Graham Plattner, two things. One is the assumption now that it's a clear path for Susan Collins, and that's one. And two, is there any lingering, like, stain on the folks in D.C. who stuck with this guy for a long time?
Okay, number one, is there a clear path for Collins? No, never has been. Actually, she's been a senator since, what, 1997? She's always had tough competition. No, it's only July 10th. I mean, the election's 4 months away. That's a lifetime. Who knows what can happen? A million things, both in her campaign and, for that matter, outside. Again, the price of oil, suppose $100 a barrel on November 1st, and people are paying $4.50 a gallon at the pump. They blame it on the incumbent. You don't know. We don't know who the candidate is yet, who will run against her, whether they'll be competent or controversial. As to the second question, the stain, you know, it's not so much, I know there are people who say, oh gosh, this is going to hurt Senator Warren, Senator Sanders, Congressman Khanna. I don't know about
Senator
that.
Murphy?
I think, yeah, I'm not. I don't see that. What I see, though, is that this progressive wing of the party has some work to do on building its image. They're the ones who embrace this guy and said, well, you know, sort of not dismiss, but look past his controversies up until last week. they're the ones who need to answer, because the right is just killing them on this. I mean, you turn on any conservative show and, ooh, boy, they're just clobbering them. Also, it feeds people's disdain for politics in general. It's sort of, well, you know, we thought maybe the left was a little more morally pure than this. That hurts. So they have a lot of image building to do. What that means going forward, I'm not sure. People's memories are short, and they're not deep into this stuff the way you and I are. So we'll see.
Well, let me ask you, the process of picking a candidate in Maine, this is the last thing, and I actually think this matters. Them deciding, instead of just sort of like going in a room and picking somebody and having like a convention with 500 or 600 people, is that a direct response to the debacle of the Democratic nomination process for president?
Sure is. Also, yeah, I always laugh. I say, well, if Harris had won, nobody would be questioning this process, right? If you recall at the time, I mean, the leadership wanted Harris. I mean, they wanted to get moving with this campaign and fast. They didn't want to take another month to fight it out. The other thing is, back then and now to some degree, they didn't want a public slugfest between the left and the pragmatic wings of the party. And there is some fear that that's what's going to dominate the news in Maine now for 2 weeks. And that's not going to help anybody because, as you know, the losing side, it often takes some time to get over it. So,
not
as black and white as it seems.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I said back then, so I mean, I thought that even if it was ugly and even if they lost the election, if they had gone through the process, then it would have proven, like, if you're saying that the other side's anti-democratic and then you do something that's even more anti-democratic, even if they lost, if they did the process, I think it would have been a really good example to set. And I think that Maine doing this, even if they lose the election, I think it's the right thing to do. That's just my personal feeling about the whole thing. You know, I'm not a Democrat, but I mean, I think they should have had the process, and as ugly as it would be, whoever came out of it would have been much more representative of the Americans who are part of that party.
Well, you're right. It is the right thing to do, and I think in the end people realize that. But on a practical level, again, if you have two sides at each other's throats, I don't know. It depends what you're looking for. So no right or wrong
sport
answer.
Yeah. Hey, we're talking with David Lightman from National Journal here on Bryant and Company. Any insight? I mean, obviously, it's a big question in terms of what's going to happen with Mitch McConnell.
You know, everybody is struggling to figure this out. The people we know, and Congress wasn't here this week, so we didn't have the opportunity to grab them in the halls. But the credible people we know, Senator Thune, so forth, Scott Jennings, the commentator, say they talk to him. We can only speculate. We just don't know. He's been gone since June 14th. There's just no way to know authoritatively. Believe me, if there was, somebody be reporting it, or the governor of Kentucky would be reporting it.
Yeah.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
The other thing I wanted to talk about was this, you know, all the story about the Trump family and the profits, and, you know, a huge portion of it's from cryptocurrency that a lot of Americans lost money on, although I would argue that some people within the MAGAverse, they look at it as like a glorified campaign contribution, even if they, so if they don't make money. I really do think some of them look at it that way. But outside of like the Elizabeth Warren and the certain Democrats, are anybody outside of like the left wing of the Democratic Party making noise about how much money the Trump family is making in the early part of this term?
Oh, yeah. No, that's a big Democratic issue on a lot of levels. Because most presidents, at least presidents in my lifetime, put their money, investments in trust. They try to make it clear that they're not profiting from the office. That's always been a tradition.
Well, Trump says it's he doesn't have anything to do with the day-to-day. But the truth is that very few people believe that.
Right, exactly. And because of Trump's reputation, because of his history, et cetera, I mean, he's a businessman. He's a moneymaker. Our previous presidents, who was the last businessman to be in the Oval Office? I can't even recall. So that's Trump. But Democrats think he's profited from the office. His family's profited from the office, and they're not going to shut up about that. That's one that crosses ideological lines, and you're going to hear a lot more about that.
Anything else going on that people should know about?
You know, this is a real underground type story, but last night Trump fired some of the people on this Election Assistance Commission, which was set up, 25 years ago after the Bush-Gore election to standardize how elections are done. I mean, it's sort of a watchdog, if you will. And both Democrats and Republicans supported it. It was a big deal. And he fired them. And it's not getting a lot of publicity, to my surprise, but Trump is determined to influence these elections one way or the other, and this is another piece of it, and I think that's a story worth watching. You're going to hear a lot more about election influence when Congress comes back because of the SAVE Act, which will require voter ID, proof of citizenship, and so forth. I doubt it's going to go anywhere, but boy, you're going to hear a lot of debate about it, and Trump's going to really push for it, and this is all a piece of that.
David? Great stuff. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Pleasure. I look forward to talking to you next week.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.